You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Everybody, and welcome to a very special midweek episode of Baseless Speculation, a based reaction. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, boys, what did we think about... Is it called Batman or the Batman?
It's called The Batman.
What do we think about The Batman?
He's a nice guy.
Anyway, we saw The Batman.
We saw it literally last night.
Yeah, yeah. Matt Reeves's The Batman, yeah, starring yeah. Robert Pattinson. Zoe Kravitz.
Yeah, okay.
Paul Dano.
She's got to do the credits.
Barry
Allen.
Keegan.
Droog.
Droog's in this movie.
Jeffrey Wright.
Yeah. Andy Serkis.
So Peter Skarsgård.
John Turturro.
So before we get into the movie, what were our expectations going in? Because I think that's important here.
Okay.
I don't actually know. I think that low-ish, maybe medium.
Yeah, because I think mine were not, like, high is a bit much. I wasn't thinking about the movie really until I was sitting in there.
Yeah.
But every trailer I watched, I was like, this looks like it's going to fucking roll, basically.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, I was like, this is going to be an exciting movie. Yeah. That was kind of my vibes going in.
I think I was quite similar. Yeah. Like, again, I quite like Robert Pattinson as a
Me too.
As an actor.
Yeah.
So I was kind of intrigued to see what he was going to do with Bruce Wayne and Batman. But I think like you, I think maybe I said too much going on this week that I was kind of more excited about the delicious spaghetti dinner that we were going to eat beforehand. But it ended up being too hot for me. I ended up eating a burger.
I didn't get the spaghetti dinner.
I was a bit jealous.
Did it make you tired?
No, it made me strong.
Yeah. Like all spaghettis do. And I was like, I commend you because it's quite warm. And it's too hot for spaghetti.
Yeah. I don't believe in that as a possibility.
You know how like some people are like, why are you eating ice cream? It's too cold. You have the same thing about a hot spaghetti dinner.
That's like a 40 degree day.
But then our good friend Adam,
as I eat it.
He got the fettuccine carbonara.
Yeah.
I had nothing but respect for that.
Adam blew me out of the water, to be honest, on this
cream outside on a hot day.
Hot cream.
Before you go and sit in a cinema
for
3 hours. This movie goes 3 hours.
Yeah, that was not, I did not expect the 3 hour time.
No, I knew 3 hours was coming, but still, you could tell that it went for 3 hours.
It's funny, because when I sent us the tickets, I said it goes for 3 hours. Yeah. Also, the end time was on the ticket.
Yeah, I listened to maybe every second word.
Don't really pay attention to that. Again, time is meaningless to me, so it's like... Yeah.
Unless it's 3 hours, and then you're like...
Well, no.
Hold on.
No, I only knew it was 3 hours while I was experiencing the 3 hours.
You're like, this is still going.
Oh!
But by and large, I think I was like, this movie will be fun. Like, I was like, this is going to be, if nothing else, this movie will be fun. And it's not like it wasn't fun.
Well, see, I knew, or thought at least.
Yeah.
I was like bracing myself for like quite a slow, dry movie.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was going to be fun. And I was surprised that they do let Batman have a bit of fun in this. And we'll get to... It's one of the things I quite liked about it, actually.
Mm, yeah.
But yeah, I would say my expectations were probably mid-tier because I don't love all of the Nolan ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I really like Batman Begins and The Dark Knight, saying that I haven't watched them in about 10 years.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dark Knight Rises, I fell off because I was like, this movie's stupid.
Terrible. Yeah.
And also, it has like The Dark Knight Rises, look, it has the same problem that a lot of superhero movies do, which they bite off more than they can chew. Way too many villains, way too many moving parts. Mm-hmm. They're trying to do famous comic book arcs at the same time.
Yeah.
It's all jammed together. It doesn't quite work.
Well, is that-
Talia al Ghul has the worst death scene I've ever seen in a movie.
Yeah.
Is this just a problem with sequels where they have to, the whole concept is that we have to then like keep things
somehow
escalating.
Ramp it up.
And you got to ramp it up. Well, so it's like we have one villain, then we have this villain. Well, now we have to have like 18 villains.
Certainly The Dark Knight Rises was in a pretty tricky position where The Dark Knight had come out and everyone was like, movies have never been better.
They were pissing out of their, shitting out of their dick and pissing out of their assholes.
Every time they sneezed, piss came out. That's how they were feeling about that movie. Fair enough. It kicks ass. And so they had to be like, how do we follow this up?
And I guess
then Heath Ledger kicked the bucket and they're like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Like, there's just no way we're going to be able to pull this off. And I think that's what, like, I remember watching it with that in mind, and I think the opinion at the time was like, well, they did the best they could.
Yeah.
But it wasn't great.
It did feel like maybe they could have just had, like, maybe a couple more months of a breather to be like, how do we kind of approach this in a bit more of a respectful way?
Because, like, I feel like the Dark Knight, that was, like, 2008.
Yeah.
Dark Knight Rises, like,
It's sometimes.
It had some time.
But it wasn't the movie they wanted to make. I know that much.
It did feel that way.
Yeah.
And then when we got, the Snyder Cut.
Yeah.
The Justice League and everything like that. I will happily say, I really liked Batfleck.
Yeah.
I really liked
Ben Affleck?
Ben Affleck, thank you.
Yeah,
what's his name?
Bat Affleck. Fleck.
First name, yes. Bat. Yeah.
Are you sure you're not Arthur? Arthur Fleck?
I really liked Bat Affleck in the role. And I thought he did a really, really good job with it. I thought his Bruce Wayne was really, really good.
Mm.
And the way that they handled who is Batman? He is just a guy who is still going through grief, still has like a lot of trauma,
and has lost his fucking mind.
Lost his fucking mind, but he's got a lot of money. And the thing that Snyder did was show that really well.
Yeah.
They really showed that Batman had a lot of money, as opposed to just kind of like telling us.
Well, and an interesting thing as well, and I really about Batfleck is that Batfleck. You're coming into him at like it feels like the tail end of his career as Batman.
Yeah.
Whereas Rob Fleck.
Mm-hmm.
Rob Fleck.
Yep. I'm coining it.
Yeah.
Rob Pat Fleck. Fleck? What's better?
Pat Fleck.
Bat Rob?
No. Pat Fleck.
Okay, Fleck just sounds like Bat Fleck.
Yeah.
Fleck.
Bat Fleck and Pat Fleck.
Yeah.
So when Pat Fleck steps into the cow, the famous hooded cow.
Yeah. Fleck man.
Mr. Fleck.
I guess it should be Bat, really, shouldn't it?
No,
Pat Fleck. So Pat Fleck is it's year two of him being Batman.
Yeah.
So it's kind
and
of
And they I, tell you, they literally tell you.
They tell you Project a couple of times in the movie. Yeah.
But I'm disappointed that we didn't get any more like Batfleck stuff. Especially, I really, really, really liked his portrayal of Bruce Wayne in particular.
Mm.
I thought his Bruce Wayne was just really fucking on point.
Was there not enough Snyder Cut in that 4 hours of a Snyder Cut for you?
Jesus Christ.
That we could have done with more.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the BVS.
Yeah. BVS is also 3 hours long.
Yeah, I know. And BVS is a masterpiece. And don't tell me otherwise.
That's true.
Watch the director's cut of that. That's another 25 minutes you haven't seen.
It's crazy that there was the Dark Knight. I know there have been a lot of Batman movies.
Yeah, there's four. Then there's three. Then there's two.
Yeah.
Now there's one.
Yeah, but it's crazy that there was.
But then there was also one to begin with.
It feels like there was somebody Batman between Nolan's Batman and this, but there wasn't.
But none. One.
Yeah, but it feels like for some reason.
You got Kevin Conroy. I think that's what also happened. Everyone started being like,
Kevin Conroy's a good Batman, which he is.
He is, but like, as in people started counting stuff like that.
How do people feel about Diedrich Bader, though?
Who?
They love him.
Okay.
They think that he's unreal.
You mean Dedrick Tatum from The Simpsons TV show?
Yeah.
He plays Batman in the Brave and the Bold.
Oh, right. Yeah. Brave and the Bold people are starting to come around. I think they didn't like it when it came out.
That one was quite wacky.
Yeah. But they're like, actually, this gets some. Anyway, I think one, before we get into what we liked about it, another thing I was expecting, I'm like, this movie, I had in my head, I'm like, this will be a nice, refreshing, like, I'll want to learn about the Batman again.
Yeah.
That was something else I kept thinking. I think it's going to start it off, and I'm going to be like, hell yeah, give me more Batman.
Because I think this, what we were shown in BVS and what we were shown in Justice League and all that kind of stuff, it did leave a sour taste in our mouth when it comes to sort of like this whole Batman mythos, especially like Suicide Squad.
Yeah, I think I'm sick of Batman. And then I was like, maybe this will make me care again.
I think Joker made me not care about Batman. When I saw Crime Alley again, I was like, oh my fucking God.
You're like, I'm so sick of this fucking place.
Yeah. I'm glad. At this point, I'm happy to see that the Waynes are getting shot in the head or the guts or whatever. Mm. Shoot the kid too.
Get them all with one bullet, get your pearls and go.
Yeah, maybe Joe Chill become a Batman. Let's watch this film.
Yeah, good. Let's just watch Joe Chill the movie.
Joe Chill goes down gunning down everyone and he's like, he becomes like, not Dirty Harry, Cobra.
Yeah.
Fascist cop guy, I guess. Yeah.
Anyway, what do we want to start with what we liked?
Sure.
Or what we hated?
What we liked, because again, by and large, there was like a lot of this film that I really did enjoy.
Towards
70% of this film, I had such a good time with it. Things that I really loved was the way that Batman and the Riddler were basically just the same.
Yeah.
And I really loved that you had all these shots and all these things that were just mirroring themselves. You know, you had the Riddler watching the Senator at the start. Then we also have like Batman watching
Catwoman, basically.
The same thing. Yeah. Almost the exact same like framing and the exact same kind of shots. I love that. I love that they both kept diaries.
Yeah.
I love that like basically they had almost the same origin story of both being orphans.
Yeah.
And I liked that there was this sort of Riddler was reflecting what Bruce Wayne could have become
if he
kind of kept going down a certain path.
Became,
I really like that. It was nice for them to be like that.
And this, this is something that Robert Pattinson talked about a lot in interviews where he's like, Batman's a lunatic. He's a freak. And you're like, yeah, in this, he is a lunatic. Yeah. You can see that. Yeah.
I really love that.
Yeah, it was
and
a fun
dynamic. I liked some of the, I guess, the inspiration taken from like a lot of like those serial killer films.
Yeah, yeah. So,
like the Zodiac, Seven, that kind of stuff. Mm. I thought those were really kind of cool.
Definitely made me want to watch Zodiac again. Mm. I love that movie.
That's another 3-hour movie.
Yeah. It's sick.
It's cool.
Oh, I know it's sick.
Slick. It's a slick film.
I will get to hold on to slick because that's one of the things I liked.
Let me just put that in my pocket.
Also, I really like the whole all stuff with Catwoman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I love that. That was really kind of cool.
Zoe Kravitz, sick Catwoman.
Yeah, absolutely.
I liked that, like his Batmobile thing initially. That felt like almost like a horror
that
film.
That was a sick moment in the movie where you see it just it's like idling, making the Penguin shit his pants. Mm-hmm. It's like a big monster in an alleyway. And then it like nicely tied into his monologue at the beginning about like, you gotta use fear. Well, he doesn't sound like that. But
hey,
You gotta use fear, buddy.
Penguin was really good.
They think I'm hiding in the shadows, buddy. Bum, fella, I am the fucking shadows. It's me, the Batman.
Oh, and the first time we see the Batman in the train, like after the train, like those like thugs.
Yeah.
With like the Halloween kind of like painted
Juggalo
on.
Thugs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thuggalo.
Yeah.
If you will.
Well, I think
that was a really cool scene as well. I really like that. So by and large, there's moments I really, really liked.
Yeah. See, that scene specifically, I thought I liked it, but I didn't think I thought it was really good at making Batman seem crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What I loved about that scene is I was thinking they're setting it up for it to be like intimidating, but he just came out of the shadows and you're like, this man is a lunatic. Like that, this does not, it just feels like more escalation of what's happening, and that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, really, like, love that bit. Again, by and large, I loved how wet the city was.
Oh, yeah.
It was raining all the time. It was like,
is that
Blade
your
Runner.
Slick thing?
No, my slick thing was, we'll get to it.
See, that to me was more like Seven.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah,
it's always rainy kind of
thing. Yeah, for sure.
City.
What's in the box, Batman? Oh, it's a batarang away.
The Riddler.
Yeah. So I really like that. Some of them, you know, again, anytime it kind of went more murder.
Yeah,
and kind of like just trying to solve it.
Horror movie.
Yeah, I really like that. By and large, that's what I really liked.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
I liked. You got fucking Batman.
Yeah.
He says, one of the police officers in the first murder scene says, hey, happy fucking Halloween. That's sick. You get a nipple in this.
Yeah, that is
That's fucking heck. You never get nipples
in a superhero
movie.
This you got nipple in this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, briefly,
but still counts.
Still counts. I noticed it.
Where did we get a nipple?
It's in the introduction to Catwoman. She's wearing literally, like, she's wearing a see-through white shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, the eye thing that Catwoman wears.
Oh, yeah, that gadget's cool. Sick.
Yeah. That was good. And dirty it was.
Yeah.
Like, I love that he was looking at it and it was like replaying it. It wasn't crystal clear.
No.
It was
to tune
dirty.
It.
Yeah.
Dirty. It was good.
And I liked, and I don't know if it was a joke or if, like, I can't tell if it was just like a calling it whatever or if they just didn't care about Bruce Wayne enough. But a thug at one point says, hey, it's you, Johnny Slick. I like that.
That was really good.
Look, I mean, obviously, this isn't your first base reaction. You know that we're getting spoiler town. We've already sort of touched on stuff.
Yeah.
But another thing I really liked, and this I liked, I reckon, for not why.
The wrong reasons.
Yeah, so once Riddler is unmasked in this film, and it's just Paul Dano, so Riddler throughout the film, already very unhinged and psycho, lots of screaming, lots of how loud breathing. But when he's wearing a mask, it is menacing, and it's kind of like otherworldly.
Yeah.
Like, it's like in a horror movie where a slasher villain is like somewhere in between like a monster and an actual
guy. Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
But then when you take his mask off, he's just a round-headed fuck who is making the weirdest faces.
Oh,
he gasps like he's a fish on a pier.
Oh, it's good.
It all comes... he does... And then it all comes to a head when he's in jail... And he's revealed his plan to Batman, who is so angry about what's going on. Batman's punching the glass to get through to Riddler, because Riddler's like, I did this already like an hour ago or whatever. Batman's punching the glass to try and get through to Riddler to kick the shit out of him. And he's singing Ave Maria.
But he's doing it... It's really, it's like such a crazy performance. Like, it's, and
I can't tell if Paul Dano went too hard, or is in that really awkward thing where he's going for it, but he's not.
He's not putting
his whole ass and balls into it, yeah, so it's falling a bit shy, so it falls in the weird in between.
This will come into my criticism section, but it felt to me throughout the whole movie like the director gave nobody acting directions at any point, and anybody came in with a performance, and the director was like, go for it.
Well, everyone's relatively like... I don't know if it's also that like Paul Dano is in a more... hectic comic book movie. I don't know if that performance alongside like the Joker in The Dark Knight looks less fucked up.
Yeah, I
would guess yes. Yeah, but maybe not.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just
because
think
like, yeah, like Pat Fleck, Zoe Kravitz, Andy Serkis as Alfred, like they're all like noir-y, like as in everyone's like. Well, especially Batman, never fucking talking.
No, yeah, yeah. Just when he's talking, it's very like...
And it's also weird, like he doesn't talk to the point where it's very noticeable. Kind of like in Drive, where people say things to him and he just doesn't respond.
There's no response in his part.
Again, I guess a criticism for that would be, he's also that in as Bruce Wayne.
Not a lot of Bruce Wayne in this. Like, I would almost say...
maybe two scenes where he's Bruce Wayne, really.
And when he's Bruce Wayne, he's still Batman.
Yeah, for sure.
Like there is zero.
I would say it's so early because year two, he hasn't figured out a balance yet. And like Alfred's like, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that now that we're talking about it, and this isn't a thing I like, but it's just a thought I have now. It won't come up again.
Yeah.
If this movie is actually kind of clever in the sense of like, because you know how like when you do like prequels and reboots and stuff. The general audience that aren't paying attention to stuff, haven't read fucking comics, don't care. They're just like, hey, that's a fucking Batman guy.
Yeah, I love that Batman.
This honestly could feel like a prequel to this, like Batman v Superman.
Yeah.
The way that Pat Fleck plays Batman, you can imagine Pat Fleck turning into Bat Fleck in 15 years.
Yeah, 15 years is a brief amount of time, but maybe like 25 or something.
Well, but think about how the Batman ends. That's pretty similar to how Batman starts.
Massive. The end of this movie is awesome.
We'll get into it in a second. But Batman imagery of recent. I mean, Snyder loves to make everyone a Christ allegory.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Batman in this becomes a first responder allegory, and that's an interesting choice.
Yeah.
I will say it was surprising to see.
it did feel like
a heroic slow movement.
It's really weird to paint your character and point out how deranged and how much of a lunatic he is, and then be like a first response.
Yeah.
Well, but no, because his turning point, like it happens the moment after his turning point. Yeah. Because he has a realization right towards the end of the film where he's like, I can't live the way I am because I'm fucked up.
Yeah.
Which means that the next movie that we'll probably almost certainly get. I mean, unless this somehow bombs, even though it's getting great reviews and people love it.
It won't. They will get at least a sequel.
Which means the Batman that we get in the next one, in theory, and this is a dangerous assumption, is one that's like the balance will be more. You get more of like a playful Bruce Wayne and like Pat Fleck that's more settled into the duality and like is more like, hey, what's up? It's me, Batman. Everything's okay. I'll beat the shit out of criminals, but like. Because another thing, like in this, like you get some narration from him, and he sounds like Rorschach.
The narration was a nice touch.
Yeah, I love the at the end when he frees a bunch of people, and then you get this like bird's eye view of him. Yeah. Very biblical, or like maybe even like Pied Piper kind of thing,
like leading people out of the dark.
Yeah, that felt very like. I guess we need out more of our Christ.
It looked beautiful, but
I don't think I really loved it. Mostly how it was shot. It was beautiful.
It looked like a fucking movie.
It looked like a movie, unlike our other favorite movie of all time. But this looked like an actual
film.
When
they're in rooms and shit, I was like, fuck, they're actually in a room.
And like there's stuff in the room. There's detail in the background of the room.
They lit it well. You know, there's set dressing. There's like so much design that's gone into this.
Yeah, and there's like there's like
the city is
like
city,
lighting themes and stuff like that.
The city is in itself a character.
Oh my god! I'd say Gotham's the second Batman in the Batman.
I didn't know we had Johnny Art in this.
Johnny Mr.
Sometimes you'll notice that in cinema, the setting actually plays like a secondary character, and in this one, Gotham kind of plays a seedy under, even though it may be wanting to be good, it looks like a dog shit. Yeah. So that's kind of like a baby.
There's a couple of moments in this movie where I thought, and they pull back from doing it, but there's moments where it's like, holy shit, they're about to do something fucking crazy here.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? We'll get back to that in a second. Jackson, talk about what you liked. Okay. Unless we haven't already said it, in which case.
No, I mean, you pretty much covered it. It was beautiful. Like, the way it was shot was really
sounded
cool.
Sounded cool. Mm.
And,
sound.
Yeah, and the sound. I love the sound. I love the soundtrack, but I also loved the sound design. I thought that was really great. I loved every moment Batman moved. You could hear the squeak of leather, which was really nice. Like, it felt like, I know that the Nolan films, they were like, this is a grounded Batman.
Yeah.
And they definitely felt, I think, more grounded than this movie did, which is strange. This movie, whilst being quite grounded, still was pretty heightened, like I would argue. Yeah. But still, you could feel like again, compared to like so many Marvel movies or whatever, where it really feels like someone just smacking action figures together or whatever.
Yeah.
This just didn't have that feeling at all. They just felt like fucked up people doing fucked up things to one another, which was really cool. I liked some of the performances. I liked Paul Dano's to watch. I don't know if it was good, but I liked watching it. I liked watching Paul Dano.
Yeah.
What else did I like about it?
Who haven't we mentioned? Oh, another person we haven't mentioned that I know that you loved and I loved also.
Yeah.
Colin Farrell as the Penguin.
Oh, yeah.
Because Because I was worried that they were going to make him too gritty, but he's still like...
He's still a big cartoon, basically. Yeah. But he also feels like he's acting in a completely different movie, which is great. Like, the way he's
yelling to characters off screen or
whatever. It's like he's...
Hey, did you forget about me, you sons of
what
bitches?
What about me as Oswald fucking Gobblepot? You know, he was...
He should have said fuck, I reckon.
He should have said fuck. He should have smoked a cigar.
Yes.
Personally, on my beliefs. And I loved the character at the beginning, the second guy to die, who came in like a character in fucking The Last Action Heroes Police Station, who was like, what are you doing, Batman? This fucking Batman guy.
Oh yeah, his voice did not
suit.
It
was crazy. And his energy and everything about him, I was like, who is this man?
I love that guy so much. And they kill him off.
He sounded like Joe Pesci.
Yeah. Nuts.
You can't have a Batman. Get him out of here.
I'm a Batman in here.
It was like so high pitched.
Yeah, it was so high pitched, but also like didn't have like the energy. So it was like, what are you doing?
What are you fucking crazy?
This is my police department, pal.
Roll.
And then his head got eaten by rats.
Yeah, it was off a sad end to my favorite character.
Well, see, about this off camera.
Here's the thing with the rating for this movie, and usually I don't give a fuck, and if people are like, give us an R-rated fucking Deadpool movie, I'm gonna fucking run down Hollywood. That stuff, you can make a movie in a PG-13 guideline. This movie, though, I think pushed the guideline, like, pushed the
it sat barrier. Too much on the border, basically.
So like there was moments where I was like, oh, this would be like really scary or intense if you saw what was happening.
There were quite a few times where I was like honestly the beginning where the Riddler kills Dingus with the carpet tool or whatever, and I was like, this is gonna be brutal. And then I was like, oh, it's
really
not
because they mention the guy's head being eaten by rats, and even you get Oswald looking seeing at the photo and being like, oh, don't fucking
don't show me that.
That was a great scene.
Yeah.
Don't show me that.
Also, I just realized Penguin's pretty much innocent. Because he's not involved.
He's a mob boss.
Boss. He's also selling drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah, he like.
It's also a cool thing about this movie.
Yep. Batman keeps turning his nose up, turning a blind eye to the drug sales. He doesn't stop at once.
It's true. But it's cool to get a new fictional drug in a movie. It's been a while,
drip.
I feel.
Drop.
Yeah. Sorry.
These drop heads, mate.
Drop heads. And it was funny. It's always so funny whenever a character in a very serious monologue has to mention their fake drug slang.
Yeah.
Like when the Riddler's like, and you end up, you see drop heads on the street. And I'm like, that kind of felt cool to say. You know? Drop heads.
She said drip fiend or something.
Drip
like
heads that. Even somehow feels better than drop head.
Or like drop fiend?
They should have called them drop kicks.
Well,
who was the guy that played the DA?
Peter Skarsgård.
Mm.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool.
So he was also, I was going to say, he was a great performer. No, he had one performance of unhinged from the moment we saw him
to
the moment he got blown up.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it was a great performance because there wasn't much range.
Yeah,
but it doesn't matter. No, he went from cooked on drugs to scared his head's going to blow up. That's two different feelings.
It's a weird thing where there's not like any performances in this other than maybe Paul Dano's, but that it's who knows?
Yeah.
I thought it was a bad performance.
There's
but
one that you took umbrage to, and you mentioned it when we walked out of the cinema, and I had not even
I've forgotten
registered
it now.
This guy is like,
who did I hate?
You didn't like Jeffrey
yes,
Wright.
Yes, I thought Jeffrey Wright was doing Gordon. A baffling Jim Gordon. I thought he was doing this like,
or maybe it's because you've read more Batman comics than me.
To me, it just felt like he was. This is a crazy thing to say, and maybe it's kind of hard to put into words. But
not Jim Gordon.
No, you know when you can see the acting in someone,
you can see the seams.
Yeah, that's absolutely what it felt like.
Well,
Dano
didn't have that.
No, not at all. Most of the other actors didn't.
He definitely did not.
Jeffrey Wright felt like he needed like a couple more goes at it. It was just the feeling.
I mean, I didn't like to me though. I mean, this is also not like coming in positive for him. But much like him and I guess Andy Serkis both had this for me, where I was like, they just like their performance just like washed over me. I didn't feel good or bad about him.
And it's because like Jeffrey Wright said, like I really liked him in Westworld. I liked him in
another film you've put.
Yeah,
maybe
a TV show maybe.
There's another TV show.
It felt
he's in
kind of like he was almost doing a stage acting.
Yes, absolutely. And it felt a bit comedic in places. And
he was doing the low talking with like him, like Batman and. Gordon are like, you know, all right, you're going to punch me in the face.
Yeah.
But they're doing this kind of like almost like Groucho mask, kind of talking to the side of their mouth.
And
like
I don't know, his just choice to kind of, he'd be like, so you're going to punch me in the face, Batman. It's just kind of, do you know what I mean? Like, it just, I don't know. It really didn't work for me, his performance, which is such a shame because I really like him as an actor. But yeah.
You know what you'd love to watch? I mean, it's a TV series.
Okay.
It's with a subscription service.
Oh,
and we've actually got access to it.
God.
Little thing called What If.
Oh!
And he plays the Watcher.
He narrates a lot of stuff.
Well, that sounds great.
Do you like
let me tell you it's not.
Actually, because he could have played Gordon, and maybe, to be honest, he might actually play Gordon like this.
Yeah.
Maybe this is what he was doing. Because he plays Felix in the Bond films.
Which is
the American...
He's great.
American
James Bond kind.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
What's the word I'm looking for? Secret. Contact?
Allegory?
No.
Metaphor?
No.
It's a what did I call Superman that one time? He's a
superhero?
Yeah, the fans all know.
Will they? I was in the room when you said it, presumably.
Yeah, you mean contact? Do you mean like informant?
One of those words, but that neither of those are the word I was actually thinking of, but they both
do
the job.
How you describe one Superman as the informant?
It's in the same episode where I have good pants.
What are you saying?
It's a Plumbing the Death Star episode.
That's not even this fucking show.
No.
Shut up.
Same guys.
Could be different listeners.
That's true.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Keep the freaks in Plumbing the Death Star. Keep the film fans here.
Okay? Yeah. I just didn't love his performance. I thought it was weird up against everyone else's performance. But that was one of my main criticisms with this movie, is that everybody's performances were crashing into each other.
Was the word I was looking for.
Consult. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, performance was like, yes, but. That brings me to a thing I did like, which is this is Batman's second year being Batman, and he fucks up, but he fucks up in a way where he looks like as in he doesn't fuck up in like a I made a bad mistake.
No,
and
he
someone
just,
got hurt. He's like, I got hit by a fucking car because I've mistimed this thing. I'm scared to jump off a building because I'm scared of heights.
Yeah.
Still,
I thought that was
I'm not comfortable.
Great.
Yeah, and like.
And like even
gets the shit kicked out of him.
That was
times.
Good, but that scene where he gets like the glide suit was. Silly.
What, when he gets hit by the fucking...
No, that bit was great. I'm talking when he puts it on.
Yeah, it's...
He zips it up and then you kind of go back. He looks like a flying fox or a flying squirrel.
I feel like
and then he jumps
that
down.
Hollywood really wants us to think people look cool in wingsuits.
And... No, I think it was the opposite. I think it's like he's still figuring
it
out.
Yeah, I didn't hate that scene.
Because it looked bad.
Yeah, but I think...
But it was deliberately good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I imagine... Because like Batman glides with his cape usually.
Yeah,
so like I'm assuming that this is just like he hasn't
prototype.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And also the fact that he's shitting himself when he's on the bed.
That was good. And I did like how he deploys the thing and gets cleaned up by a bus.
Yeah,
right. That was great.
And then he gets up and he's like, oh.
Yeah,
that was good.
Robert Pattinson played a, like, anytime he made pain sounds or whatever, you were like, I believe you're suffering right
I reckon
now.
You got hurt for real.
Yeah.
Him and Pat Fleck and Zoe Kravitz.
Yeah.
Great chemistry.
Yeah. Weird chemistry because they were just kissing.
It goes from 0 to 100, yeah.
But if I... if I watched them and was like I reckon in three films, if they keep the like bat cat arc,
they
I'll absolutely believe it when they are in love in the third one.
So I always like, I kind of interpreted a bit where Catwoman was playing Batman a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, that kind of makes sense. Like, you know, she was like,
that's usually what she does.
Yeah.
She was just kind of like playing with it, being like, you kind of another mark, and I want you to do what I want you to do, which is to kill this motherfucker. So I thought that was like really. Really cool. And then it's that kind of stuff where I think I turned to you in the when she just makes out with Batman. I'm like, he is full chub.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're like, yeah, just like a dong.
Dong on the inside of his armor. Yeah. He gets erect quick and hard.
And like, I thought that was like, yeah, I really like their relationship, how it played out. And especially, let's just talk quickly, the end scene, which felt almost out of like a 90s indie rom-com.
Or alternatively, it's a redo of Furious 7.
Where they just,
Vin
they
Diesel
leave,
and Paul Walker.
Like, it's so funny to imagine written in the script for this movie was Catwoman and Batman drive their themed motorcycles out of the cemetery for five scenes. Like, five different cuts. And then it would end one shot, and I'd be like, well, you've established what's happening. But then it would, they'd be back at the motorbikes. It was so funny.
Then, the shot where he's looking in his review mirror.
My God.
Honestly, I'm like, is this, am I watching like a Before Sunrise? What's going on? Here.
I think we're at the parts where we talk about things about this movie that are bad. Yeah. And let me tell you, the last 45 minutes, the wheels. The last 45 minutes, the wheels fall off, but also that's also when I was like, all right, this movie has been going for a million years.
Oh, it's so long. If and it feels.
This had ended at the end, like at the bit where he's like, Riddler's in jail.
Yeah.
And he's like, but I'm you. You know, I did this because I admire you. You inspired me. And then Batman's like, you're a fucking idiot. You're a loser. He's like, no, this is how it's meant to go. And like, just having that as an interplay between like, and Batman realizing, oh, I fucked up because I've inspired this person to do a lot of killing.
Because that was the emotional climax of the movie, basically.
Well, there. Anything after that, I hate him.
Yeah.
I don't think I hate
it. Hate's probably like the wrong word. Everything after that I felt was superfluous.
They needed another scene after that, because you can't end
no but like you've
no I mean me, obviously yeah. I mean like obviously you can't end the movie there because it's not the end of a movie but I mean like you can't thematically you also need Batman to do something to redeem himself, because otherwise you're making a Batman movie where the message is fuck Batman and then you're rolling credits is because, like, I get it. Like, I would have been like, well, brave. But also, I understand that maybe studios would be like, well, we wanted to make a sequel, but you've made our character
a
cunt.
Well, this is where you get it. It would be like,
but you would have to have a Batwoman and Catwoman and stuff.
Yeah. Either about that or having a Bruce Wayne and the Ra'el? As the new mayor. Having that conversation of, because that little bit at the start, be like, you know, Bruce Wayne, you could do more for the city. And he's like, I'm trying my hard. Like, am I trying my hard?
He's trying his little heart out.
And he's like, well, I know what I'm doing. I'm trying to be Batman. That's how I'm going to do this. Whereas if he kind of is like, oh, as Batman, I'm making these things worse because I'm inspiring these people to go to the extremes. I need to do a bit of both. I need to be like a little bit of violent, sure, as Batman, but also I need to be that philanthropy
civic service, basically,
Bruce Wayne. And like, if you had that scene where you end, and again, you change it, you'd have to change so much of it, but
probably
have that, and then you have a conversation with,
give it another 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Him and Catwoman. He reveals who he is to Catwoman. Catwoman's like,
oh my god, you're you.
Yeah, I knew you were fucking raised rich.
Yeah.
And then he'll be like, and she's like, why are you doing this when you can do so much for the city otherwise? Yeah. And then he's like, yeah. And then she's like, and then little good, little bad, one, a little both.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, God is the galaxy.
Dusha, you know, the sweet isn't a sweet without the sour.
Yes.
I understand you still want to punch people in the head and
that's
dick.
Fair enough. Yeah. It's sick to do.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I've tried, then, hey, it's me, Catwoman. Yeah. I've tried to shoot like seven guys
it's
in this
pretty
movie.
Damn good.
I understand.
It's like you gotta find that balance.
And then you just end it with, you know, Bruce Wayne, and then you could have him as a bit more of a performance of what we may see, where he's trying to act
like an actual
human being,
for sure,
and be like, I, you know, knock on the mayor's door and be
and
like, let's have a meeting. And
as a post-credit scene rather than being in the fucking movie,
God, yeah.
This scene, which I understand why they didn't want to do a post-credit scene, because every fucking superhero, you still sort of had one, is you put this scene in the credits, because it's not actually related to the movie we just saw. It's this is the only time that the movie has a hootin' and hollerin' moment.
Yeah.
And that is when the Riddler is crying, which is also funny.
Oh my God.
He's losing his little fucking mind.
Well, yeah, he met his hero and his hero hated him.
His hero was like, you idiot. We're not the same guy.
Also, I'm glad you idiot, we're not the same guy. Just quickly on that before I get to the hootin' hollering moment. There's moments in this movie, there's two moments actually, where the movie does a thing that doesn't actually make sense in the world of the movie. It only makes sense
to trick the audience,
which I know that movies are for the viewers, so I get it.
Yeah.
But also there is moments where it's like, that doesn't really make sense in the world of the movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that is Alfred blowing up.
Yeah, yeah.
And, and that was a moment where I was like, oh my God, yeah, like, they killed Alfred.
Oh my God, that rolled. And then, no, he was just
he got to be hot.
Yeah. Could have been a double orphan. That would have been like interesting.
That was a nice scene though, actually, with him and Alfred in the hospital.
Oh yeah, the reveal about really the dad. Yeah, that was sick. But also, like, he didn't need to be in hospital. I don't know why they needed to put Alfred in hospital.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Because it raises the stakes, I guess.
Well, I guess they needed to put Batman in a situation.
Kill the other lady. Who I can't even remember her name.
Batman wouldn't have cared.
I've got terrible news, Master Bruce.
That old lady. That,
you know that lady?
What lady?
The Mary?
Isn't she from like old?
Yeah, she was before Batman Alfred. Yeah, comics? In the comics. Yeah. Before Alfred arrived and was like, "Oh, I'm here to look after you," or whatever. Batman had a nanny.
Yeah. Well, not anymore.
Not anymore. Rest in peace.
Blown up. She opened mail. She should not have.
Yeah. But yes. And then I'm assuming the other scene you mean is where we are led to believe that the Riddler's figured out that he's Bruce Wayne.
And he says it in the best way possible.
Bruce Wayne. And then Batman's like, Batman doesn't say anything. He's just standing there looking upset.
And then he's like, we didn't get him. Yeah. And you're like, oh, very funny movie. You tricked me.
Yeah. There's another scene that leads directly into that scene where he's talking to Gordon about it.
Mm.
And he gives Gordon enough information that Gordon should also be like, hang on.
Yeah. It was a weird
The movie keeps teasing towards the end that someone's going to figure out Bruce Wayne's Batman, but no one does.
Mm.
I'm like, I get it because you probably don't want that revealed in your first movie, especially if it's a trilogy.
Yeah.
But you don't need to keep teasing it. Because it's not exciting for the audience. Like, people are going to figure out. Who cares?
Yeah, no. Yeah, couldn't
I've
give
seen
less of a shit.
Batman, yep. People figure out Batman's Bruce Wayne all the time.
Yeah.
Usually means fuck all.
I think
Alfred's already in hospital, so who cares?
I think some of the things I didn't really like was the core mystery.
Yeah.
Of like the big reveal was that
the sins of the father was that Tom Cruise
Tom Cruise
is in Batman.
Yeah, Thomas Wayne got a journalist killed.
Yeah.
Because he was giving some dirt, and then the renewal project that he was there to kind of help out orphans and help the city and blah blah blah. Mob people were grabbing that and just kind of paying themselves. And I'm like, okay, that's an interesting like political thriller, maybe. Maybe like as an investigative journalist, like, that could be an interesting thing to uncover. And then you're like, oh, the corruption. Like that was like, okay.
Yeah.
But then how this relates to Bruce Wayne was very fucking confusing.
Yeah.
Because the Bruce Wayne in this film was kind of nothing. And like Matthew Reeves is the director?
Yeah.
Matt Reeves is saying like, oh, we're playing this Bruce Wayne as a recluse, kind of like Kurt Cobain.
Yeah.
And like, he's just going to be in his mansion. No one really sees him. And so when it is this kind of like, you're like one of the most reclusive member of Gotham apart from old mate Falcone or whatever his name was. It's like, why does the Riddler hate Bruce Wayne? Because if Bruce Wayne isn't doing anything,
well, he's going to pay for the sins of the father.
I understand the jealousy aspect, but it was just kind
gotta
of weird.
Pay for the sins. Yeah, of the father.
I think it just felt.
Wonder because I think the point is like that. Bruce Wayne was in the news for how dog shit his life is and how it's all boohoo, poor Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, yeah.
And like all of this stuff's happening
10 years ago.
Yeah.
No, but like.
Well, I mean,
Riddler's
I think,
the same age.
Yeah,
I think you're just upset that they're not actually brothers, which is something that you
were so sure.
No, that look, fair enough. I am disappointed, but it was the most upset a man's ever been. I cried, just like the Riddler did.
What do you mean they're not brothers? I didn't actually even talk about that. Joker's in this.
Joker's in this. And he looks like a shark monster.
Yeah, he's got a lot of weird prosthetics on his face.
I was very confused,
but it is Barry Keoghan who I think is very attractive.
Yeah, so you're gonna want to fuck the Joker.
I hope he doesn't have too many prosthetics.
He's going to have heaps of prosthetics.
Just look like Barry Keoghan.
Yeah.
I reckon we're going to get I think we're going to get the Joker that cuts off his face.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
Yeah.
But no, I know what you mean. Yeah, I think for me, just, the big mystery was boring.
Yeah,
basically.
And also,
well,
like,
it ends at a point where it feels like that
there's still more to.
Well, it's like that all of these things have come together for this thing, which means, and then a big thing. Yeah, but there's no big thing.
There's no big thing. It's like when Falcone gets shot, you're like,
oh, that's it.
Is it Falcone or Falcone?
Falcone.
Yeah. When he gets shot, it's just like, okay.
And it was like with
Peter Skarsgård, the DA, like freaking out, like he would rather get his head blown off than be like, yeah, this mob boss did, like he's the one. And you felt like there was going to be a bigger conspiracy.
Well, I think it's because, so the film didn't do a lot of setting up a couple of things. It didn't do a lot of really setting up beyond just the news talking about it, which this movie loved to do. Anytime they were like, you audience need to know anything, the news all
bad. News.
The news, which let me just say, hasn't changed the way it's looked in like 40 years, because when they show this old news footage, it's just this. Anyway, so they don't talk about the renewal fund like that much. Like there's not an emphasis shown on, oh, wouldn't it have been nice if the renewal, like it's in there a bit.
They talk about it anytime Marilex.
But they I guess what I mean is they don't talk about it like in context of how it relates to the characters. We don't really get much of Bruce Wayne caring about his family or idolizing his family.
Yeah.
So that when we discover that his dad got a guy shot, I don't know how this Bruce Wayne feels about that.
Well, yeah. I mean, he clearly cares because he tells you.
Yeah, exactly. But it's not like, the revelation itself isn't enough.
You need like
a line at the start
being like, this isn't how my father wanted the city to be. Yeah. This isn't his legacy, something, something, something. Yeah. And then when he's like, then when you find out the renewal fund is like going to funding turds, and then you also find out that he has mob connections.
Because like I think the conflict there is meant to be like, Batman, you're trying to fix the city to maybe live up to your father's ideal.
But your dad is the reason that the city is in absolute
exactly.
Turds.
And also, if you'd been paying more attention, you could actually be doing good, but instead you're doing this. But the movie doesn't like set up those dominoes
and
to
also
tip them over.
Oh, I just realized that, that does set up those weird things that we just don't really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there's a scene where Alfred's like, hey, get dressed or whatever. I'll get some rest because we're meeting the accountants tomorrow. And then it just cuts to the next scene after that. So presumably, if this is what happened, it's kind of annoying because that seems maybe like a very pivotal, important moment. Yeah. Because again, the reason why the Riddler finds all this out is because he's a forensic accountant and he realizes all this kind of stuff. So to have like a scene where maybe Bruce Wayne isn't caring about the finances, as opposed to just being like the accounts are coming and he ignores it, which I guess is us being shown that yes, he doesn't care about it.
And also maybe revealing that we don't care about it when really you got to care about stuff.
Yeah, and then like you have that.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most week nights. Cooking something good is hard and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com. Promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
At least in the Nolan,
the books.
Yeah. The Nolan films, you had Bruce Wayne falling asleep on the board, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so you kind of almost needed that scene again where it's like he's talking to the accountants and they're glossing over something because this is a thing that Bruce Wayne / Batman probably should have cared about because this is the big secret. This is the thing that is. And
I guess
maybe
we're idiots
because
it also comes up again when the mayor elect talks to him at the funeral.
Yeah, but it still feels like it doesn't have the impact the movie wanted it to.
I think the thing that lacks the impact is the big reveal is that Batman this whole time has actually been helping the Riddler.
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel like... Like, I don't know how they would change it because there's nothing that it does. I think it's honestly, it's probably just the runtime that does it.
Yeah.
There's too many events in between. But Batman solving all the clues is what results in Falcone standing in the light and getting shot by the Riddler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also with Batman solving all the clues, everything gets leaked.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Mm.
So Batman's like, oh, I was helping out. But I don't, and I don't know what it is, but I don't care. you know what I mean?
And that's the thing. It's kind of like, I don't necessarily, I mean, sure, have this like.
Maybe revealing to the Riddler that, because I get why Riddler doesn't care, because the whole thing like, your mask is your power, blah, 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 blah. I don't care who you are. Mm. I just want to kill Bruce. Because you want to kill Bruce Wayne and you idolize Batman, finding out that the same guy would probably result in something happening in the movie.
Yeah.
But I also guess you can't have your cake and eat it too.
You know what it feels like? It feels like a lot, and this is crazy to say because I don't want another origin movie.
Mm.
But this feels like it feels like the movie in the middle of a trilogy. Because if you'd had a movie that set up the Bruce Wayne and the renewal fund and stuff, then when all of this happened, you'd be like, oh.
I don't think you need that.
Yeah,
you don't
need that. You just needed something at the start or something where it is talking more about.
You probably just need more Bruce Wayne. That's all. It's not even stuff at the start because I think the start of the movie is perfect.
Yeah, look, I agree. Yeah. I think you just need a lot more Bruce Wayne. One of the things that the criticism.
This movie should be longer, I reckon.
No, the criticism I have with this film is that, one, that whole, like, after all the action, all the set pieces, the action sequence, all that kind of stuff. After the jail scene, where we're involving like his 500 followers, I thought that was just superfluous. Did not
need. Social media was that?
It was meant to be. It was a combination.
It was twitching.
It was a combination of
Facebook
Twitter
Live.
And Instagram.
Yeah.
So like that did not need. There were so many times where I just didn't know what genre of film this was, and this is a big, I guess, a criticism I have with a lot of superhero films is that they tend not to pick with one genre.
Yeah,
they tend to just be like their own genre, which is superhero films. And
I think
then
the genre was pretty straightforward until. Again, well, once really gets arrested, because then it goes more superhero.
Well, but I also think that there are scenes that are like
So you've got noir.
Yeah,
you've then got like a bit of buddy comedy.
Yeah,
buddy cop.
Yeah, but noirs happening. Have that all the time.
Yeah, which is fine. So they have that. Then you have this political thriller going on.
It's also
and then
fine for
you
noir.
Have like a serial killer also going on.
Yeah,
and then you have just like a mystery of a whodunit kind of stuff as well.
All of that stuff goes together fine, I reckon.
No, I don't know. To me, it felt messy.
Too much. I felt that was too much, and you could. It felt maybe this could go with just another rewrite, just a couple of things to kind of change here and there. By and large, I really, really like this film. By and large, but there are these little tiny moments here and there. You're like, oh, okay, maybe if you could just tweak that away, this different.
The big issue that this has is now that you're talking about genres is so a thing with the noir.
Yeah.
Flawed hero. Everyone in a noir is a sack of shit.
They've all got ulcers and shit.
Yeah.
They're all drinking Pepto Bismol out of the bottle.
Yeah. It's good. This hero gets fucking spread.
He's got a parrot in his office. He shoots every day.
Give me a second, honey. What's your problem?
He never hits it.
I'll get you tomorrow, fucking
bird. You had like the damsel in distress kind of thing.
But all of like, yeah, and Femme Fatale
there's a
and whatever.
Woman. It's good.
That, but the thing that noir kind of falls apart with, and it just results in the ending, is like you can't leave Batman being like, I'm a fuck up.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and I think
I mean you can, but you wouldn't.
Well, and also then it's just a weird. It's a weird end message for a movie that can't end.
Yeah,
like yeah,
you
because like he
you
gets
can
the...
do that kind of like I'm a fuck up, and then this, you have like a couple of beats where he's on his way to redeem himself.
Yeah, but I guess they go straight for the kind of redemption at the
because,
end.
I don't want to see as Humphrey Bogart as like a first responder at the end of any of his films. You know,
because he realizes he's a fuck up.
Yeah,
and then he's caused a lot of this.
Yeah,
but then he also realizes he's caused a lot of this again because the guy from the funeral that's like I fucking hate the rich fucking prick.
Yeah.
Fuck you is also the guy one of the guys that's with the rifle.
Yeah, like a lot of that you just
and then he
need.
Beats the shit out of that guy and the guy's like, I'm vengeance. He's like, who are you? He's like, I'm vengeance.
Like, that's
like, that's
my
fucking line.
I said that.
Oh no, I've inspired these fucking lunatics too.
But like you just didn't need.
Well, it's so weird as well because I feel like that whole ending undermines everything the Riddler was doing.
Yeah. Also
makes a kind of weird political message.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And like at the end, like his motivation, so it's like, okay, these people are corrupt and that kind of stuff and he's pushing all that like the information out there like oh yeah no this is a big thing that was very like you know
so let's just kill the mayor I would at least that would make more sense.
Yeah, but his plan seems to be like, use elaborate riddles to reveal the corruption of Gotham's high-ranking politicians and policemen. Step one. Step two, send a bunch of my goons into a flooded Madison Square Garden to just shoot people.
Yeah, so he's like,
how does that follow on from that?
It's like step one is that step two was like, blow the seawall so then my goons can then shoot the new mayor, who is basically saying everything that... Because I think she was talking about, like, oh, the renewal thing needs to be looked at.
Yeah.
She was talking about these checks and balances. I get it that it's like you get to a point where you're so, like, disillusioned with authority, where you're so, like, radicalized about, like, no matter what anyone says, they're all corrupt.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I understand that that's where the path of the Riddler was. And it does make sense where it's like, you know, the people in charge are bullshit. But there was none of that for the other side kind of thing.
No, yeah, yeah.
And so then it's like, the people in charge are bullshit. They need to be killed. And also the new person needs to be killed. And just the general population of Gotham.
It was just
and
weird.
And I get it that it's like, we're forgotten. We're the people. But like the bombs that go off that kill the sea or that blow up the seawall that then results in the flooding doesn't just flood the rich.
No, yeah,
it floods everyone. And the people that are going to probably die the most are the poor.
And it's also
downtrodden. Seen Parasite?
Yeah. And it's also just a weird...
And so it's just, what is the message there?
I think it's a weird combination as well, because it's meant to be like, well, the Riddler and the Batman, ultimately, their intentions are good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're like, I want to root out a deeper, worse corruption. And then the revelation that this is not the way to do this is great. And then the Riddler does this extra goofy supervillain thing.
Yeah.
Which seems largely unrelated to anything else. It's like they kind of wanted to tack on like an extra little theme of radicalization, you know, to be like, oh, and also this as well. And you're like, I guess.
We all saw what happened last in the real world allegory.
And also they stormed the Capitol.
Like, like, here it is.
And I guess it makes sense to put that with Batman. But yeah, you'd have to make that the movie.
Yeah, it just felt very tacked on and very like kind of sudden. It was like, oh, that's right. It's a superhero movie.
Yeah,
of course.
This was a like the Marvel, the big thing falling from the sky onto ground. And it just felt like very much like, oh, you didn't need this.
Yeah, it was just unnecessary.
Yeah, because it doesn't really change anything. I mean,
it sets up No Man's Land where Gotham is flooded, and that'll be the next movie, I suppose.
Away from the rest of the United States.
Yeah.
But I just.
Next movie is a classic Batman has to beat the shit out of all his villains in one night. I like that. Those kinds of Batman stories.
Well, I mean, it'll be. I reckon we're probably going to get a combination of that and.
Like the War of Jokes and Riddles?
I don't know. But that.
No, that seems like the.
That has to be movie number three. Yeah.
I think this will take from.
Because you also need to introduce Kite-Man for that. And if they fucking... Look, I don't care about comic book movie adaptations changing shit, but if they try and do the War of Riddles and Joke without including Kite-Man...
Yeah, man.
I'm seppukoing in the cinema.
When you sit down, I'm like, why'd you bring that samurai sword?
Just in case.
Don't worry about it.
I've looked at the cast listing. Yeah. No Kite-Man.
Look, the guy behind you. I'm so sorry. You should move.
Everybody, there's going to be a horrible splash zone. Our friend's about to commit ritual suicide.
Yeah.
So I'd get out of here.
I think my biggest problem was just like, it just, they tried the last bit there where they kind of out tacked on. And also, I felt just the genre, if they kind of just kind of cut out a few things.
I think it felt a bit convoluted, I think, at times. And I really liked
it. Well, that's a Dark Knight Rises thing as well, I think this movie falls into the same. I can't remember if I said this before, but it does. Mm. Look, it has some, if not all, of the same problems as the Dark Knight Rises, but...
It looks a lot nicer.
It
looks so nice.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And some of the shots were just like when Batman's fighting up the hallway to get to Falcone's.
And there's just gunshots.
And there's just gunshots lighting up there. Also, what's the actor who played Falcone? Because
John Turturro.
John Turturro loved his performance.
He is scarier.
Yeah.
In his just like.
He's like Batman. That's just how it is. And it's funny as well because you're like,
hey, it's Johnny Slick.
That's a performance like right there. Like kind of, I don't know, comparing that to a lot of other ones, I'm like, man.
Yeah.
There's so much charisma when he's on screen.
Yeah.
Is that the first time that Falcone has been Catwoman's dad?
No, I think he's Catwoman's dad in The Long Halloween.
Makes sense.
Talking about convoluted, setting up the other corrupt cop as the person who killed Catwoman's friend.
Yeah.
But actually it was Falcone, and also Falcone was the person who killed Catwoman's mother. And it was just like, you didn't need that first step. You didn't need that first, like, almost, I guess, red herring to be like, oh, that corrupt cop I don't really care about.
Yeah, absolutely.
All really just felt kind of, I don't know, it just felt they just wanted to, again, either make the story about who killed or that the Russian woman that was missing. Kind of, that needed to either be a good focal point.
Yeah, I think.
Or you focus on the, like, the Riddler. You know what I mean?
I guess, actually, my greatest criticism of this movie is that it's really, it, to me, feels really unfocused.
Yeah.
I think that's absolutely, you've hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
I think the reason as well that the big revelation didn't hit with me is that I was like, I don't know if this is the big thing that I need to care about.
Same.
You know what I mean?
Like, I don't know what that
this,
means.
And I'm like, okay, but also, like, who's, hang on, who's the bet? What's
because
going
if they
on
had
here?
The renewal fund. And then, okay, yeah, so the renewal fund of all this kind of stuff, and Gotham's falling to shit, and it's kind of like, but, you know, it's because it's being, like, you know, pillaged by a lot of
the corrupt
mob boss of the DA and all that kind of stuff, and it's make their career, et cetera, et cetera. They're getting all this money, but it's also like, but then, like, then what? Why is the renewal fund then still going on? Like, what are they saying that it's doing? What are they, you know what I mean? Like,
Or
is it doing any good? Is it doing, like, tell me more.
Like, if the revelation was meant to be the renewal funds being like, it's being taken by all of these, or is it that Falcone's in charge? Or is it that, like, I don't, and then when Falcone is shot, I'm like, was that meant to be shocking? Because there's just so much to think about in this movie
and, like,
and to keep track of that it just,
And
like, and I don't think.
Or with, again, with Peter Skarsgård, the DA being like, I can't say this is a big secret because if I do, we'll find out who the rat is. Things are going to have consequence. But then they leaked it to the press and it just seemed like there was no, granted, he did get shot very quickly after. I understand
but it,
that.
It felt,
but it
and
felt
then,
like then if that was released and that he was, they found out that he was a rat, it just felt like there should
his
be more
performance should have probably turned up there. Like when he's like, boss, you're going to want to see this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but then he'll be like, you're a rat. And he'll be like, I'm not a rat. I run this town.
Yeah.
Fuck
it was
you.
Just not. And like, I
loved Penguin being like, I'll fucking shoot him. And he grabs the gun kind of like almost out of the, like, Lee Harvey Oswald kind of like, recreating that, which I'm like, that's an interesting choice, but like having, like, there were just, it didn't seem to be any, like, ramifications of, like, it being on the news, being like, he's a rat. Like, I was expecting his henchmen to turn around and him having to kill his henchmen.
Yeah.
I expected him to be like, I need to get out of this club because everyone around me wants to kill me.
Mm.
And then also my daughter wants to kill me. I thought that would have been like a, just
but,
something.
And like, I don't, like, I don't want it to get twisted because I don't, I don't care. I don't think a movie has to make sense, right? Like, it's not like a CinemaSin thing.
No.
Yeah, it's not like a, well, this, hold on a second.
This just meant it came together in an unsatisfying way for the viewer.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not like, I'm like, oh, that was a logical inconsistency, so the movie's bad. Mm. That's ridiculous. It's a terrible way to watch movies.
Eternals rules, there is so many holes
in logic.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
But it's fun and it's stupid.
Yeah, exactly. If the movie is entertaining and enjoyable, then you don't care about the holes. Yeah. It's just that...
Look, I know that that goes against some of the stuff we've said about the MCU. My thing with movies is I hate when they look like shit.
Yeah.
The MCU has fallen into that, and I also care about characters,
which
again, the MCU has fallen into not caring. About
everyone,
so
is
really
still the same quip.
Yeah, so that's my problem with the MCU. It's not that they're not fun because they are, like, smashing two things together. It's fun, but also they've just become. Oh no, this is dangerous to say.
Yeah,
the MCU is fast, like, very rapidly heading towards, like, where, like, Michael Bay's Transformers.
Yeah,
it's like, yeah, big special effects, but
there's no substance.
There's no heart
or flash, no substance. But yeah, so I just felt like when the movie places such importance on its kind of mystery and the complexity of its story, when the actual mystery and the complexity of the story don't hit and don't feel satisfying, it just makes the whole movie feel
unsatisfying. Yeah, like, I thought there was going to be a bit more with it, like, you know, oh, how the true, like, history of our town being, like,
the
Waynes and the Arkhams.
Yeah.
And, like, Martha being an Arkham. Which
Martha
I was like,
Arkham is hectic name.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if that ever has been done before.
Not that I know of. But then
but
also,
thought, like,
maybe
oh,
it's in that
cool.
crazy DC book. You ever read A Serious House and A Serious Earth?
No.
That's one of, you know, who are the two wizard comic book artists?
Alan Moore and
I think it's Alan Moore.
Grant Morrison?
I think it's either Alan Moore or Grant. It's one of them. It's their crazy book that does not feel like a comic book.
Hang
and
on.
It's all about the Arkham.
A
so, like, maybe it's
house.
In there. Yeah. You wouldn't know.
Well, because like, I read is it Sean,
I feel like some
Sean
of it's in
Phillips,
a sci-fi. I don't know.
Like The White Knight.
Yeah.
Like that kind of thing was like almost like an Elseworld story of Batman. And, like, a lot of that kind of felt, And I don't know if, like, because I'm
what
not
did you say
huge...
the book was called?
I think it's got a serious house on a serious earth.
Oh, whoops. I accidentally searched for a secret house on a secret hill.
Ah, not that one. that is pretty good.
A secret house on a secret hill.
And I just got a whole bunch of Minecraft build videos.
But, like, I don't know how much that borrows from other DC books, but, like, one of the big things that is revealed is that, this renewal fund, I forget what it's called in the White Knight.
Yeah.
But it is, like, Jack Napier, who is, like, the Joker on meds.
Yeah.
He discovered it and he's like, this is fucked up and we need to put this towards something else. And like, that was kind of cool. But again, it's that, what is this thing? Is this thing? Like, and I thought maybe it was going to be there. Like the whole like Arkham and Wayne's have actually secretly done all this kind of stuff behind. Yeah. Like they're the ones in charge of this, that, and the other, or they set up these things. And
like, I like Zoe Kravitz. Zoe Kravitz?
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked Zoe. She might be correct me.
Yeah.
I liked her Catwoman and I didn't hate the Alfred, Andy Serkis' Alfred, and I didn't hate, I guess, necessarily the, like, oh, Falcone maybe he's got the parents killed, but you could cut that subplot, and I think you could cut the Catwoman subplot, and the movie would become a little more streamlined and clear.
Also, the fight scene, I'm sorry, the chase scene on the highway, which I thought looked kind of cool, but it did drag on for ages.
I didn't love it. To me, the chase scene was like, I don't know. It was hard to tell what was kind of happening. It was cool when he exploded out of the cars.
Yeah.
But like, by and large, I was like, oh, we're still doing this. And I know he's not going to, I don't know.
That whole thing felt a bit goofy of Catwoman grabbing the bags and him being like, grab the money, leaves him behind.
Yeah.
Catwoman trips up the dude with her bike.
Him with the bike. That's good.
Yeah.
Sorry, I know I was on my phone and you said it. Yes, her name is Zoe Kravitz. Mm-hmm. And to answer all the questions you threw at me, but then you were talking, I didn't want to interject at that point. Yeah. I was looking at a series. I mean, I already said what I was doing, but do you know what's critically and commercially acclaimed?
It's not bad.
The way you described it made it seem like it was a train wreck.
No, it's just crazy, is what it is.
Again, like most of Grant Morrison slash Alan Moore's work, it's insane.
It's just a crazy, book.
Is it Grant Morrison?
Yeah, it is Grant Morrison. Mm. But like, I'm usually like, I'm not like a huge comic book reader, but I've read comic books, and it's weird that this is like, I mean, even like ones I haven't read that are like acclaimed or like big, especially big runs or like acclaimed runs of like big characters like this. I'm usually aware of it. I've never heard of this one.
You should read it. It's really good.
It sounds up my alley.
It's fucked up. It's a fucked up book.
It sounds up
like
my alley.
You'll get pages that are just, it just looks like somebody has gone insane and scribbled on four pages of the book. And you're like, is there, and there's like whole websites dedicated to decoding it. Cause it's
fucked up.
It's fucked up, but it's good. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds up my alley. Yeah. I'm going to suss that out now, mid episode. Yeah. I'm reading it now. Whoa! They can't do that. That's fucked up. That's full on. I'm turning the page. Whoa!
So much fucked up.
It's going to be a loud book for you.
But yeah, thinking about like, the White Knight.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's that whole big like reveal that, you know, it was Bruce. The Waynes aren't actually Waynes. They're a different family, and like they basically killed the real Waynes and like took the name, and then they kept going.
And like, I don't,
and like that was like a very big like, but that only matters if you know that Bruce Wayne's Batman.
I know. Need it to be like. No, I know a lot of people said like, oh, this is going to be like a Court of Owls thing, where it's like, like this big deep conspiracy, this like, you know, like a little bit like fantastical. It doesn't need to be that. I just need to care as an audience about what's happening, and I just didn't.
Like, I understand that, you know, from like the Riddler's perspective, where he's like, I was a forensic accountant, and then I kept doing all this kind of stuff, and then I found this big thing, and that broke him.
Yeah,
like that was the thing that kind of made him snap, and was just like, this is fucked up, because you know, as an orphan, my life was fucking hell.
Yeah,
and there's all this money that was meant to go to us went nowhere. I'm fucking snapping.
Yeah,
and it's like, cool, but we needed more
of
maybe more of that. Once again, it just feels like a lot of the problems that maybe we have with this would be fixed with more Bruce Wayne
kind
of stuff, or at least, you know, again, if you have him meeting the accountants and him not caring, but him them, you know, again, having those breadcrumbs to lead us to the Riddler of like, oh, why he's doing this.
Honestly, a little more show and less tell would be nice as well. If I think about the Riddler's big speech at the end, he just kind of sits down the audience and is like, this is why I
am the rich. He goes chimp mode. He shouldn't go full chimpanzee.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I think there's just so much in this movie of somebody just telling the audience what's going on.
There's so many reports.
I just would really like less of that.
Yeah.
So, how
good is it that the Joker's in it?
It's awesome.
It's sick. And
he's Dreamboat Barry Keoghan.
It's all sick. I like the Batman punches guys in the head heaps.
Yeah, that was good. Cool, I like, again, the bit where he puts adrenaline into his leg steroids. And then just starts going on like.
He uses a batarang once but doesn't throw it. Yeah, he uses it.
He almost like that. There's this almost like, oh, is he gonna kill himself?
Yeah, that was a crazy moment.
Okay,
yeah.
Another thing that's just for the audience.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Oh my god, Batman's. Oh no. It's not like there's no fake. It's so sudden.
He just leaps off a fucking railing, and you're like, what? Oh.
And then he grabs onto a thing that's gonna electrocute the entire city,
and it slows down. You look, and he's like got that acceptance.
And he pulls the batarang off his chest, which turns out he's a batarang.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Because I was wondering, because we see a lot of gadgets in this movie, and well, not a lot, but some, a couple, grappling hook and stuff like that. Yeah. I was like, oh, no batarangs. Yeah, and I just had that thought before, like I reckon 5 to 10 minutes before that happened. I was like, oh, there it is. Yeah. Oh, it's on his chest. Yeah. He's got one. That's cool.
Yeah.
And I do love, because in that moment, you can kind of almost see it flashbacking to be like, I'm prepared to die.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, he's going to kill me. Oh, he's alive.
I did love his
go-to move was like harpooning guys' legs.
Yeah, that was great.
Destroy
the nerve endings.
Ruin someone's calves.
A moment I actually quite liked in that last 40 minutes, which mostly sucked, which I thought would have been a fine place to end the movie, or not to end the movie, but a fine scene maybe later on in this sequence to end the movie on or whatever, was when Catwoman was like, you're okay, you're done, you can stop.
Yeah,
I thought that was quite a kind of powerful scene, because it kind of drove home that Batman hasn't stopped this whole time and that this is going to kill him eventually, which is something she said earlier. Or maybe she says it later, I don't know. But when and she's like, you can stop, and he just starts to pass out, I was like, if it ended there and then Catwoman sorted out the rest or whatever, or the city took care of the rest, that would have been really nice. It would have been like, Batman, you don't have to
do everything.
Fuck your life over. I don't know.
I like that the other time where he gets, because Batman, I don't think we've ever seen this really before, but Batman getting knocked out just by like regular-ish thugs. So like that room where there's like 40 cops, they've been like, oh, yeah, because he gets blowed up.
Yeah.
That's
right,
blowed up.
He gets blowed up, and then there's like a bunch of cops. So I'm like, how did no one remove his mask? Because he's not at the where he got blowed up. He's back at
at police QHQ. Yeah.
They've got him in the Batman table.
And I'm like, it's crazy that none of the like EMTs were like, cut off his fucking mask. We need to do shit.
Yeah.
What the hell? Why are we respecting this?
Literally been blown up.
He was standing right next to a guy whose head got full on fucking blowed up, fellas. Do you know how close he was to that blown up head?
Well, I guess,
really close.
And I also liked when he does wake up and he's like, Peter Skarsgård was prepared to die for this, and like that other police guy who's got another great voice that we don't really see much of after. And it's like, you know, maybe he's, you know, is it you? And like, I love his paranoia about that. And then earlier on, it was reflected, like, again, the whole Riddler and him and him being like, oh, Batman, you're sounding like these guys deserved to die. Batman's like,
it's hard to say.
And so it is this kind of
He realizes, because Catwoman's like, I've made choices like that. Do you think I should be dead? She doesn't say it like that, but she is like, and Batman's like,
you make your choices.
I really like that central conflict, and I really like that central theme to be just like, you guys are what is usually seen as the Batman and the Joker being like, you're both the same thing as a different bloody coin, you gotta flip it. Two-Face.
I hope they do that with the Joker as well. Like, we're so actually the same.
But this was
I watched the movie. He looked at people through a book.
Have you been talking to Riddler? Well, yes, but I didn't get it from Riddler.
What's so wrong about being a clown anyway?
I like how Joker sounds like Mickey Mouse.
Look out, Batman. I'm the one telling all the jokes, and you're the one with the riddles.
Yeah, so I really, really liked how they portrayed it. And I really liked, again, I love that they both kept diaries.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were both fucked up diaries. I love that.
It's an aspect of, like, the Batman mythos, I guess, that actually very few movies have really, like, addressed in full in the, like they kind of do, but this one properly just laid it out for you.
And then, and also the, when he was doing those detective-y bits, I thought those were really cool.
Yeah, the detective bits were
the
fun.
Strong, like, they were great.
Yeah.
Moments. I wanted more of that.
Me too.
Like, because, you know, Batman's always coming on after it's been done. So he's like, after the cops are there, he's then doing investigating. But it would have been cool to be like, get there first and then kind of have himself be like, all right,
remember them saying it's like, oh, it's kind of a detective movie, but it's not really. No.
Again, it's kind of a this, but not really. It's kind of a serial killer movie. Not really.
Not really.
Oh, it's kind of like a whodunit. Yeah, not really. Oh, it's kind of a political thriller.
I think it's because the serial killer stuff just takes a massive backseat for like 40 minutes while we do some other stuff.
Yeah.
And then we come back to it. And that's definitely, you know, we say, like, oh, it could have ended with the Falcone bit. Because it feels like the Falcone thing happens, the movie's finished, and then they're like, oh shit, the Riddler! Oh, we gotta wrap that. Let's wrap up the Riddler.
That does basically, like,
kind of happens, yeah.
You kind of almost forget about the Riddler.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's like, he's not been relevant for such a long time. Oh, wait, shit, what's the Riddler doing? Oh, that's right, he's in Arkham. Cool. This movie, I think I probably liked it the least of the three of us, I think.
Yeah,
it seemed like the vibe after we finished. I didn't hate it. Look, there are movies I've hated more.
Name one.
This is
your most hated movie. Yeah. Damn.
The most, everyone's beloved No Way Home.
Yeah. I know, I could never hate that movie.
It's your favorite movie.
It's my favorite movie of all time.
Batman is the movie you hate the most. Spider-Man No Way Home is the movie you love the most.
That's
the spectrum of Jackson.
I think my feeling at the end of this is that the next one, it feels like they could have ironed out some of the kinks.
Next one, and this happens, it's weird because it usually affects the second movie in a trilogy more than the first. But if the second one is really good and builds off the first one properly, is a good sequel, I think that will probably, like, if you see the ramifications of the events of what Riddler has done just in the world of the second movie, that will make this first movie feel less loose, I think.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, yeah. And I feel like this movie
Could also fuck it up by going the opposite direction, and then this movie will feel even looser because you're like, none of this mattered. The Batman 2, Gotham's not wet, I'll be like,
why? When did they fix that?
They sucked up the sea and put it in itself and built them walls.
They're just like, Aquaman's here. Yeah. He fixed it.
And Jason Momoa is Aquaman.
Yeah. Yeah. Aquaman just did a big old suck in, like, and sucked up all that water. That's a power he has now.
Yeah,
there was in the Justice League comics an arc where Gotham gets flooded and full of fish, man. Maybe that's comic.
Batman 2, Aquaman's here.
Yeah,
but I think this movie as well, and it's a terrible catch-22. I think on a rewatch it would be better, but I'm never gonna rewatch it because it's 3 hours long.
Only way I would rewatch this is if in like a month is still playing at cinemas and some of my friends haven't seen it, like, want to go see it. I'm like, okay, but I think I need a month because I will be
bored out of your mind.
The boredom won't kick in until about halfway through, I don't think, just because the start of the movie I'll remember slightly worse than the end.
Yeah.
The middle part I won't remember as well. And also, something we haven't touched. Hot cast.
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh boy.
Hoochie Mama.
Holy moly.
Hot as Kravitz, hell.
Robert Pattinson. Mm-hmm. Robert Pattinson with his like eyeliner on and his messy, greasy hair.
I love how they both have him and Paul Dano have the shittest hair.
There's a shot of Bruce Wayne about to go to that meeting that we don't see, and he puts a shirt on, but you see like a shot of his back, and you're like, fucking hell.
He worked out. Oh, that's a back you can crack a walnut on.
It's a fucking hot guy to set my watch to.
Yeah, you could lick that back real clean.
Yeah, hot cast.
Zoe Kravitz and Robert Pattinson.
And the Penguin.
I gotta give Paul Dano props for having the same head as me.
Yeah. So. And the Penguin for a certain type of connoisseur.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Wright, he's got a bit of a dad bod going on.
Yeah, Jeffrey Wright's an attractive man.
John Turturro, if you like old freaks that seem like they've been hit by a car and then recovered.
Old tall freaks.
Yeah.
He's pretty tall. Andy Serkis is a fine looking man.
Yeah, he's a silver
fox.
He's
not unattractive.
Yeah, he's going pretty
well. Well, like, if you saw Andy Serkis on the street and he wasn't an actor, you'd be like, fuck. Yeah, that's a handsome guy on the street. But because he's a Hollywood actor, you're like, you're just a normal guy.
Yeah. There's Hollywood tents and there's people you see on the street tents.
Yeah. He's a street tent.
Which is basically a Hollywood too.
Yeah.
Well, he's a Hollywood. Six, probably.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Should we end this episode by me pulling up the baseless bingo card?
In terms of, like, how did you feel about this movie? Because I think I maybe enjoyed it the most out of the three of us.
I thought it was really good until about 2 hours 20 in, and then I was like, all right, guys, let's wrap it up. And then it took a while, and then it started doing shit that I find kind of annoying, which is at the detriment of its own... The detriment of its own movie, but for the enjoyment of an audience, but the audience only gets enjoyment out of that because it's referencing another thing. Because that Riddler and Joker scene sucks. It doesn't really make sense in the context of the movie. It's just there so people be like, oh, fuck! And I know that Batman Begins does it too. I don't know if they did that as a reference to Batman Begins, but probably not. Well, I think they just want to do the fucking Joker again.
Yeah.
Like, Batman Begins is less on the nose.
Yeah. And, like, there's no reason for that to be in the movie. And, like, stuff like the Batman and Catwoman. Like, So on Letterboxd, I gave it 3.5. It's a very strong 3.5, but I couldn't quite go to 4.
I gave it a 5 on Letterboxd.
Because everything's a 5 except for Spider-Man No Way Home, which is half a star.
Yeah.
Which is weird because that's your favorite movie.
I know. I'm too crazy.
Yeah. I think I'd probably agree with you. Like, it's 3.5.
It's a strong 3.5. Which is a 7 out of 10, which is a very high B. People are going to be angry about 3.5. Yeah. That's a 7.
For me, it's probably 2.5, I would say.
One lower than the rest of you.
I think as soon as we get the seawall being breached was me being like,
I think there were a lot of moments throughout where I was like, this is silly. And I was like, this feels tonally weird and I just can't.
I would watch this 3 times before rewatching Spider-Man No Way Home once.
Though. Oh, yeah. Oh, 100%. Oh, yeah. A million times. Yes. Yeah. Honestly,
because our favorite movie is burnt in our brain.
We don't need to watch it again. But honestly, actually, if you take this in the context of not films, but superhero films, this is like a 5.
Well, it's weird. The last two movies I've watched in the cinema have both been 3 hours, and this one definitely dragged a lot more. So it's weird. I'm just watching lots of long movies. Yeah. I usually hate long movies.
Yeah, dude. 90 minutes.
Anyway, Drive My Car, great film. Mm-hmm. Not the movie we're talking about, but that's the other 3-hour movie I watched.
That's fair.
Baseless bingo card.
Let's see how well we did.
And this is good because we get to see how well we did, but also get to remember what the fuck we were talking about. All right, so I've shuffled it, so it's in a random order. The only one that is continuous is the middle square, which doesn't change, and I'll reveal what that one is shortly. So straight off the bat, A Few Good Cops. Yes.
Yes, I'd say we get this.
Batman will shoot Riddler with a gun. No, sadly. Arkham Asylum gadgets.
What were we talking about? Arkham Asylum gadgets from the game. Okay,
kind of. Not massively.
No, because we get the batarang and a grappling hook,
and the eye video.
Is that in?
I don't know. No. I've never played.
But the taser is.
The taser is.
He tases someone with his whole hand.
That was pretty cool. But I feel like we don't.
We don't get that. War of Riddles and Jokes.
No, I don't get that.
No, but we got more of it than I expected.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, no, this feels like a Jackson thing. Okay. But actually, no, you know what? I take this back. I reckon this is a Joel Zammett sentence.
Go on.
The riddles are why they were killed.
Oh, maybe they say, look, that could be his door. That's a two-fag. You don't know who the guy is. That's a crapshoot. That's a 50-50.
Yeah. And this is also a Joel Zammett. Also, that doesn't happen.
No.
The riddles aren't why they're killed.
No. What did we mean?
Maybe it was like, no, what did we mean?
Hard to say. Well, what do you think about this?
I think maybe is it because of, it was like, oh, the riddle is like, yeah, no way. Yeah, we did get that. It was about corruption. But the riddles weren't about corruption.
No, the riddles.
The riddles are unrelated.
Yeah. Well, the riddles.
The rat riddle. No, but that's not why they. What's his name dies because of the riddles.
Yeah, we get it.
So that's a tick.
Okay, so that's the first tick. Unfortunately, I can see what's underneath it because that's like the... Anyway, so look, we're not getting bingo that way.
Okay.
Maybe diagonal.
No. Okay. So the next one, which could have been any of us, Crime Coalition.
Well, yes. But that feels like a safe bet on our part.
The criminals.
A coalition with the cops.
Oh, wait.
Form a coalition with the DA.
They do form a coalition with the cops.
Yeah.
But
tick.
Did we meet? Okay, of course we did.
That feels too clever for us.
Well, no, because there's a lot of stuff here about corrupt cops and good cops. So okay. I actually think that that is what we were talking about.
All right,
well,
go on.
Joaquin Phoenix's Joker.
No.
I honestly thought when we got that last bit and I looked over to you, JD, and you got this biggest grin on your face. I'm like, is that Arthur Fleck?
Is it?
I was just excited because I was like, I can't believe they've fucking done the Joker.
Yeah, it was not.
And then when he started talking, I was like, I can't believe it's fucking Druig as the Joker.
That's so funny.
Next one. This is a big tick. Wayne's Mob connection.
Yay. Yeah. Nice. Go on.
And this is a pretty big cross.
Yeah.
Which is surprising. This one I thought was a sure thing. Snyder versus Joker.
Yeah. What the hell?
That's to get crazy. A bingo on this line, we needed both Joaquin Phoenix's Joker and the Snyder versus Joker. Riddler is Riddler Fleck.
Okay. Rats. How did that not happen?
Court of Owls, an offhand reference to? No.
What?
We did get a Hush reference.
Did we?
Yeah.
What was the Hush reference?
One of the videos that old Matt Riddler had, he just has the word Hush.
Oh, that's cool.
It's just like a, you remember this word? Hey?
Well, what I thought, I was like, maybe we will be doing Court of Owls because the first greeting card Riddle has a big owl on the front of it.
That is a stretch. That's not an... Hush being written in a word randomly, that is... closer to a reference than it.
Yeah.
If on the card it was like, welcome to my court or some shit.
Or if it was like an owl in a judge uniform.
Yeah. Yeah, fair
enough.
Just
a fucking owl.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's fucking the penguin a reference to court owls because a penguin's a bird. Dickhead. Falcone. Yeah. Falcon. Yeah. Fuck
rats,
you.
Rats with wings.
Yeah.
Wayne's are bad. For a bit, we think Wayne's are bad.
And then we learn Wayne's are maybe not bad.
Well, they're still pretty bad. Okay, we still get it, you know.
Yeah. Okay, and this is the middle square. DC shits the bed. I don't think they should.
No.
I don't really think that's fair to say.
Well, this one. This is we could tell from the look, but I would say that something that happens in the movie for this one absolutely cements it. Grunge Bruce Wayne.
Oh, yeah.
In the movie, he is listening to Nirvana in the Batcave.
Yes.
It starts as a soundtrack, then becomes a diegetic or non-diegetic sound, whichever is the one that plays in the world of the movie. I always forget.
He's full on listening.
And he turns it down when Alfred starts talking
to
him.
It's so good.
Mm.
Mob Boss Penguin. Or Mom Boss Penguin or whatever the fuck I almost said.
Okay, Mom Poss Penguin. I guess, because now he becomes the Mob Poss.
Yeah.
Because
he's
now the Mob Poss is dead by a gunshot.
Yeah.
He becomes Mob Poss. Plus, if you're getting no Batland or whatever, he'll be one of the Mob Poss.
It hits like an hour into an episode, we get drunk. next one, Big Tick, a new Joker. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm Catwoman, an anti-villain. She doesn't say that.
Yeah.
She's also not an anti-villain. I would say that she's an anti-hero.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Penguins kill the Wayne.
She does. Drug drops.
That's anti-hero shit, you fucking idiot. That's shut up.
Yeah, she's good with a bit of bad, not bad with a bit of good.
It's not even like on the nose. It's just she's just full on an anti-hero in this. Penguins killed the penguins killed the Wayne. The penguin killed the Waynes. No.
It is funny.
Well, we don't know though.
Yeah. Well,
it's unclear. It wasn't the penguin.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a confusing one, but one that I want to spend maybe the next 35 minutes dissecting. Mark David Deadshot. Did Deadshot kill John Lennon in this?
No.
Not that we see.
At our spaghetti dinner, though, they had a John Lennon quote on the wall, which made me laugh because for some reason recently, thinking about John Lennon getting shot is funny to me.
Recently?
The last 10 years.
Yeah.
So anytime someone says John Lennon, I don't know why. I just find it funny. He's a funny guy to think
about. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. So we didn't get Mark David Deadshot.
Yeah.
No.
Penguin says it's okay to eat fish. They don't have any feelings.
Sadly, that didn't come up.
I remember the context of this.
Yeah.
It's because in the Nirvana song, something, I can't remember if it's something on the way or something in the way. Yeah. Anyway, the song that is in the movie twice.
Yeah.
It was in the trailer and I was like, they're not going to put it in the trailer. But usually when you put a song in a trailer, it's thematically relevant. Mm. Turns out it was just in the trailer because it's in the movie.
Yeah.
But I guess I was assuming that Penguin was going to quote the song.
Sadly,
last
note.
And this is another one revealing that I think we found getting shot funny in this episode. Riddler will get shot by cops.
Yeah, we did think he was going to get got by shot.
Very adamant.
Well, because in War of Riddles and Jokes, he's being shot and he has the...
You were so adamant.
And then speaking of adamant,
yeah.
Riddler is a secret brother. Bum, bum. But there's multiple times in the movie where it feels like that's about to be revealed.
So could have been there. I was like, are they doing it? Like, that was an insane thing I suggested.
Yeah.
Batman shoots corrupt cop. Still funny. No.
He punches one. Does he shoot him with a harpoon gun?
Oh, no.
One gets kicked off the building. Yeah. He actually stops. Psychic Zaz.
No,
did you say sidekick or sidekick?
Sidekick.
No Zaz at all, actually.
No Zaz, yeah.
And then finally, the last square. And I reckon, this is something that paid off. Forget it, Batman. It's Batman Town.
Yeah. I would say there's an element of forget it, Batman. No, not really,
It was kind of Chinatown-y.
Yeah, but it's not, because that's the very end of Chinatown, where it's like, you're not going to fix the corruption. Whereas this was like, you might.
And also, you're a first responder now.
Yeah.
It hits forget it, Batman. It's Batman Town for a little bit. Yeah. And then it's like, oh, you fixed Batman Town.
Yeah, Batman
Town.
Don't
worry. You're a
fireman
now.
So movie good. Mm. Or if you're Jackson, movie middle.
Fine.
Yeah.
And look, I was just happy that it looked like they tried.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just there to make me piss and shit on the seat.
Yeah. I was just enjoying that it looked like a movie. Film. It looked like someone cared what was happening in front of the camera.
And I'm excited for the next one.
Me too.
Yeah, I think the next one, though, again, kind of like the Nolan trilogy, where it's like the second one, like the first one came out and was like, oh, yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, yeah.
And the second one came out and just, blew everyone's dicks off.
Yeah.
And the third one came out and shit on their...
Yeah, shit on my blown off dick.
Shit on your
I was like, oh, my dick got blown off with this. Now you're shitting on it.
Shit on it. Just
don't blow it off and shit. No, I knew it's gotten sour. I got like sepsis.
Yeah. I hate getting dick sepsis.
The last Batman film gave me sepsis on the dick, so.
Yeah, because the second one blew it off.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't watch the third one. I didn't want dick sepsis.
Yeah, well, that's the second one. That's the third one that did that.
Yeah.
Second one, yeah. Dick sepsis, yeah. Anyway. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
The Batman. Yay. In cinemas now, baby. Unless you listen to this when it's out of cinemas then, too bad. You're fucked up.
Too
also,
slow.
If you're listening to this, you've probably seen it. In cinemas whenever you saw it.
Maybe you saw it today.
Happy birthday. The
Batman.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sans Pants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.